You press it already? I have to press it?
It's good. We're live.
The Gemara, the beginning of the fifth parak of the Darim, parak HaShutfin, that from him obeys. So the Mishnah tells us, HaShutfin shenadu hano zemizeh, Asurin likonis lechotzer. Rav Lozim and Yaakov Omer, Zeh nichnas atoch shalo, Zeh nichnas atoch shalo. And then the Mishnah goes on to describe another series of other halachas that are relevant in this situation. So first we'll just read the Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi has the Mefarish as he's known. Asurin likonis lechotzer. So there, he says, Rashi, we're talking about a chatzer shel shneir. Each one is asur b'dvis hasregel shel chavero. And Rashi assumes that ein breira. The emar hai lechelik chavero ayel, v'hai lechelik chavero ayel. Each one went into the chelik of his chaver. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, zeh nichnas atoch shelo, zeh nichnas atoch shelo. Each one entered his own area. And again, Rashi says over here that Yesh Breira, Shneim, both of them, each one enters his own area, and we paskin that Yesh Breira. Then the Mishnah has, as I said, another series of halachas that are relevant as well. The Gemara and Daf Membov, the Gemara explains this halacha. The Gemara says that Amar Rabba, Amar Ze'eri, Machlokes, it's funny on the bottom, Machlokes, Yesh Bokadei Chaluka, you have here 8 amos of Shetach, which can be divided equally into 4 amos and 4 amos. Avalein Bokadei Chaluka, Dibiakol Muta. That's the first position that the Gemara presents. And Rashi says over here, when the Gemara explains the rationale, Rashi also has a bit of rationale. The time of Mai, Rashi says, what's the basis? So again, Rashi comments, because Mayav Shaleh the Mevan. So the Gemara is the Kasha from Besak Neses, is a Misha Embo Kedei Chalukah Domi, because clearly it's something that is commonly owned by all the members of the shul. And therefore, the Gemara goes on to say that that's a Dabash Embo Chalukah. And yet the Mishnah says, "V'snan shneim asurim b'dabar shel also yir." So far the Gemara's maskana, Elam Rav Yosef, the Gemara changes course, and the Gemara says, "Yir amaziri machlokes shein bo kedei chaluka." That's when you have this argument. Al yesh bo kedei chaluka di b'akol asur. And Rashi says over here, "The son of the chaluka." Okay, this is the position of the Mefarish. If you look at the Rosh, just briefly, I'm primarily interested in the Ran, but anyway, if you look in the Rosh on this sugya. So the Rosh also, when the Gemara says, Macholkish Yesh Bokadei Chaluka, in Dalamas for each one, so the Rosh says, came into Efshah Bachaluka, Losamchin and Abrera. Where you can go ahead and divide the property, there's no need to have recourse to Brera. The whole Macholkish is, Shein Bokadei Chaluka. Says the Rosh, he came into Efshah Lachok, Islay. So obviously, Abbas Ben Yaakov says, Samchin and Abrera. Tesis also, both in the very beginning, and up from him and Beis, and again in Mbavim and Aleph, and again in Mbavim and Beis. Basically, all the Rishonim more or less follow, more or less, I would say, a kibun klali, namely the min haTorah, ein lechalik bein, yesh bo din chalukah, le'ei bo din chalukah. In all these cases, even the Chacham hold the min haTorah, according to Rabba, zeh nichnas atoch shelo, zeh nichnas atoch shelo. Each one is entering his own area. But the Rabbanan, there's a makom to make chilukin. Taisis Loshin is Kansu Rabbanan. It sounds like, clearly, Adin Rabbanan. Not just Taisis, the Loshin of the Rosh. The Rosh writes, Efshar Bachaluka. Also sounds like Adin Rabbanan. Efshar Bachaluka. Doesn't sound like Adin Daraisa. Rashi. Rashi's Loshin is also, hold the Efshar Bachaluka. So all these Rishonim are assuming, or even the Lashon of Rashi writes afterwards, What's there to do? There's nothing to do. So kimat, I would say across the board, the Rishonim assume that min haTorah, there's no distinction between yesh b'din chalukah, ein b'din chalukah. These are all at the Rabbanan level. That's where we have all these chilukim. So what's of interest, which is discussed by many Rishonim, and we'll just start now with some of the Rishonim that I was ma'ayin into. This halacha, that ein bo din chalukah, that the shutev cannot compel his chaver to engage in chalukah, is that a din d'oraisa? Namely, do we assume that the nature of the shutev is such that obviously, why did they become partners? They became partners in order that one should not cause the other any kind of hesed, that he shouldn't be able to use his chalek. I mean, that's the whole idea of partnership. Both of us should be able to use achalokim in a quote-unquote safe kind of way. That's the whole idea of shutvis. And this idea is expressed by the Adraman, Baal Basra. Because of this sugya, I end up learning the first four or five blad of Baal Basra, Shutfin, first paragraph of Baal Basra, which is also clearly relevant to this entire topic. And I learned the sugya in the Dorim, and the sugya in Baba Kama, and the sugya in Beitza. That was the plus of this Ran in the beginning of HaShurfin. So if you look in the Ad Ramah, on page number one, I'm just going to go in order, more or less. I said the Pashas of other Rishonim, the Midar Aysa, there's no distinction between Yesh Bodin Chalukah and Bodin Chalukah. The Gemara that makes such a distinction, these are all distinctions out of the Rabbanah level.
And the din would be what? That?
Pashas, I would say, that everyone holds, even the Chacham would agree, min haTorah, zeh nichnas l'toch shalom, zeh nichnas l'toch shalom, at the d'oraisa level. All the issues here seem to be, the language of the Rishonim seems to indicate we're talking about din of Rabbanim. I was medayik from the Lashonos that I mentioned a moment ago, whether it's Kansu Rabbanim, which is the Lashon of Tesis, or the Lashon of Mefarish, that he speaks of, Efshe b'chaluka, my Efshe leilam evad. That language is a language which is clearly evinces a din d'rabbanan. So that's what I want to talk about, this basic halacha.
And when we that? Say... You don't know who's who.
Okay, we say that. We'll get to that in a little bit. It depends how you view shutfis. That's the famous Ran. But what better case is, but in this halacha...
Right.
Pashas. There's no change. So the question is, but somebody that aimed din chalukah, that the shutev cannot compel me to go ahead and engage in chalukah, is that a din d'oraisa? That's what the assumption is, that why do we enter into this partnership? What's the nature of this partnership? I think that today they say, I once took a course in economics. I don't exactly know that it helped me at all. But the course basically told me there are active partnerships and passive partnerships. The active one is the one who puts the money down. And the passive one who provides the brain power. I'm not sure if that's the Matthias, what exactly goes on. It can happen, certainly. I imagine that kind of scenario can certainly occur. But the question is whether, when people are mishtatev, when they become a shutfim, the assumption is they become shutfim because that's an ideal kind of setup. It's a setup which will provide them that which they require, and also it will help them because they have a chaver to enhance their situation. If they were to do it alone, so it would not have the same kind of impact, but now they're doing it together, so now it has clearly a greater koach. So that's the shaila. In be'ein b'din chalukah, where the shutev cannot compel me to go ahead and do a chalukah, is that a din d'oraisa? That's the reason why we are mishtatev, in order to basically, we should gain from this partnership. Number one, I have my own contribution, and number two, together with the partnership, I have a stronger kind of enhancement of the relationship. And that's what the Ad Ramah here writes in. Just one second. The Ad Ramah writes in Baal Basra, in the first paragraph. I underlined it. I think more or less this is what he says. He writes over here, Emesai Bishman, on page number one. Emesai Bishman She'en Shnei'en Brotzim, Abel B'man She'en Shnei'en Brotzim, Avil B'pochot B'kan Yachloku, B'kisei HaKodesh, we're talking about, let's say, Sefer Torah, Abel B'she Shnei'en Brotzim, Lo Yachloku, Mai B'zman She'en Shnei'en Brotzim, She'echad Mehem Levada Hu She'rotze, V'chaver HaMakib Olav. One person is going to be the impediment. What's the problem? Why can't there be any kind of a chalukah, even in a very minimalistic, mitzumtzum kind of shetach? namely, where you don't have the requisite 8 amas, so each one can receive 4 amas, which is the smallest area that one could possibly be. And what's the problem? Beleka mishum bal tashchis. He's not worried about the issue of bal tashchis. Very fascinating that this would be a bal tashchis issue over here, because it's so small. It's
bal tashchis of a parking spot.
What was that?
Parking.
Okay, that's a good example. Bal tashchis of a parking spot. Again, it's hard for me to understand his usage of bal tashchis in this kind of a context, but I do understand it a little bit. The din of bal tashchis is, okay, I'm not here to discuss bal tashchis, but that's we know from the pasuk of Chumash. Lo sashchis is eitzel and dochel of garzen, ki mimenu tochel, lo osel l'sichros. You essentially engage in something where you're wasting something. Something is being wasted. So here there is a bit of a waste that could actually occur if the area is so minimalistic. But he says over here, Abu Bizmachishnaim wrote him, I feel a problem because Yachloku the Lekum Shum Bal Tashchis. So Mashmah, that basically he's assuming that both of them are Rotzim. So what happens when there's a Bal Tashchis? Bal Tashchis means you're being mafsid your chaver. You're causing him a loss. And that's, for example, I'm trying to imagine where would you have a similar kind of situation, let's say by Yorshim. That, let's say Yorshim, even though they are Mishtatev, Shalom Yidaitan, obviously, automatically they become Shutfim. The Torah has made them into Shutfim by virtue of the fact that someone passes on, and now we have several Yorshim, and automatically there's going to be a division of the property. That's a Din Daraisa. So that's one possibility. And again, that the possibility is that the nature of the Shutfis is such that people join the partnership because obviously it's now much stronger than their own individual kind of Baalut if they were to have it. Now they have a joint Baalut, and that's going to enhance somehow their situation. That's one possibility. Or maybe there's another possibility. Maybe we don't say that. Maybe we assume that in our Torah there's no distinction. And even perhaps Ein Bo Din Chalukah, I can go ahead and compel my Shutta to go ahead and effect the Chalukah. Even when Ein Bo Din Chalukah means that the Shetach is not objectively large enough, but I have the right to be called for him to do a Chalukah. The whole Adin that Ein Yochel Chofo is not, apparently, is only a Din Rabbanan. It's only a Takonis Chachamim that they decided. It means that at the Raisa level, we don't have any Chilukim at the Raisa level between a Makom She Yeshbo Lachlok, Makom Yeshbo Din Chalukah, Makom Ein Bo Din Chalukah. There's no such distinction at the Raisa level. The Raisa level, everything is subject to Chalukah. It's all the Chachamim that got involved over here because of all kinds of issues. So if you look on page 2 in the Rashba, there's a Chuvas HaRashba. Again, all these Makaris, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's where you see all these Makaris. I cited, that's where I saw them. I don't know these Makaris, trust me. Anyway, so in the Shulchan HaRashba, so he has a lengthy discussion on this topic. And he assumes that this is clearly a Din D'Rabbanan. Not a Din D'Oraisa. It's Pashut that he's right. In our Torah, we don't see all these qualifications. Okay, he writes this, you can more or less trust me, but if you don't trust me, okay, I'll read to you part of it, and you'll see. I, of course, end up online, came out the whole thing. He writes in the very beginning, B'shnaim shalochu mekom yeshiva b'vet ha'kneset. Oh, this is, by the way, a famous issue. This is the Din Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Sugyan Bar Basra in the third parak. There are different types of chazokas in halacha. There's one chazoka, which is the one in Bar Basra in the third parak, that's the squatting chazoka. Let's call it that. I don't know if that's the right translation. But what's known as cheskes raya shal shonim, person squats on property. I mentioned that we once looked into a piece of property in Yerushalayim. We thought maybe we might be able to use a building that was becoming vacated because the old area was changing, became a more Haredi kind of area, and the people, it was essentially owned by Mizrahi people, and we had a kesher with them, and so they agreed they would sell it to us because they were getting older, and they thought we would be good candidates for that area. And what happened was at the end, because we were very glut about it, which I still think is the right thing to do, because as a result of that, we lost the building. Before you know it, the squatters came into the building. Squatters from the area, and they took over the building. And they ended up, this is already many years later, they now, the building is theirs, without paying a cent, without paying a shekel. All kinds of Lufian Yuzdaiti, things that are pure skullduggery, Yisurim, Cheshem, Mishpah, left and right. And the people who owned the building, these Mizrahi people, very nice people, and they were absolutely flabbergasted that such behavior could take place. So of course, the others said that, what do you mean? Cheskas, they saw Yisurim Bar Basra. in the third parak. Yeah, but that's only if you, again, when people come in Amharer, which they were, like every second, like every day, like every moment, so then you have to bring rayas and a chochas, you have a shtar, you lost the shtar, that's the sugya there. Okay, but that's just a derechag comment, just in reference to Rabbi Munitz, what you said at the very beginning. Anyway, so then there's another chazaka, which is the chazaka to become a karka, a kinyan called chazaka. And there's a third chazaka, the Gemara has the first part of Basra, cheskas tashmishin. If I use something, so then, because of the shimush, so that also gives me a kind of chazaka. Three different types of chazaka in halacha. The second is the one that I mentioned, is the one that's the Mishnah Kedushin, Mishnah Babasa, Nalgod Upara, Tzariz Chazaka, that's where you acquire a piece of karka, a piece of property. So the Rashba over here, he takes the tack that Embo Din Chalukah, it's not a Din Doraisa, it's Takonos Chazal. So take a look here, he writes about two people. So this is a Din with Mokim Mishir Besakneses, you know, that people have, they can establish Chazaka in a Besakneses. This is my Mokom. So generally people have Mokomos, they sit in a shul, but as I discussed this with three Wulaki, how many years ago this, we went through this discussion. So there are some people who are very makbid on their mokum. And if someone else comes before they do, they come late to shul. I'm not saying him or anybody else, I'm just saying they will basically tell the person, leave. You're not welcome here, this is my mokum, I have a chazaka. Is that correct, Mikra Adin?
Yeah.
What do you say? No, not him. I'm not talking about not him, and not Avishai David, and not David Zuckerbrod. I mean, I'm not what?
What do you mean mikardim? Like being?
I cannot establish a chazaka. This is my mark in the Knesset. I like to sit in this place for all kinds of reasons, and I've been sitting here for 20 years, and now this Oreach comes along and doesn't know anything, and he's an innocent bystander. Came to a simcha in the shul, and he sits in my seat. What do I do? Do I eject him? Throw him out? Or do I let him sit there? The answer is fairly obvious. I don't think you have to be a goyin in the Kol HaShas to know the answer to this question. You just have to have a little bit of the Acheretz, a little bit of Seichel, and a few other qualities that I could either have. But anyway, whatever the case is, but there is such a concept. So he talks here, the Rashba, about Mokim Shibet Taknesa Shein Din Chalukah, the Zmanim Yaduin. Klal, the Man Yisrael Din Guru Igor, I'm not going to that right now. The Zmanim Sheish Kwem Din Guru Igor, the Man Yom is Din of Midi Diefshar Guru Igor, so he goes on. Dina the good or igud, but dina the chalukah the zman yedum takantehi. So there's no question. All these are takonas chazal. It's not a din daraisa. It can't be a din daraisa. He goes on to say, dina medina habul on the meima. I feel the chutz less mashir chalukah. Ilu rotz elitol chalko el mishmasiya satov by yosher iefsha. Well, if we go tiknu lahem, chazal make all kinds of takonas. They read a din chalukah, and then later on he writes the same thing. I circled it. Towards the end, where he says, "Benirali, Od Raya, Midasan Perakashuf from the Dorm," he quotes our Mishnah. The Mishnah here, the Sugya Mem, Hey, and the Gemara Mem Zayin, Hoya Echemen Ashuk Muda, Bechemem Hanor, Lakonis the Chatzer, Rabbi Lazman Yakov, Yahul Lomala, the Tosh Shabechan, Nichas, and Nichas Tosh Shacho, Vasikta Bigamara, the Bechat Shem Bodhi Haluka Pligi, Upishu Babakama Tan Vlad, the Mishum, the Islay Braver, Kloma Kavin Shem Bokeri Haluka, Vyevsha Shalishtam Shuba Shneim. It's clearly a din d'rabbana. It's clearly a takanas chacham. Now, that's the chakira that we asked. Is this a din d'araisa? By definition, that when I enter the shufis, I did it because it's going to enhance my economic situation. And or no, do we assume that mid'araisa ain l'chalek? That's what basically all the rishonim take this tack almost of a pashut. The whole din that en yochol l'chofo ezeh is only a takanas chazal. That's it. Now, the same idea you can see also in the beginning of our basra. On page 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, I decided not to go through the entire sugi with you. But here, we're talking about a chotzer, Shein bo din chalukah. Hashutfim shavotzu lasa mechitza b'chotzer. So we know what the Mishnah writes in the first paragraph of Basra and Hashutfim. So when the Gemara here talks about, on page number 3, about a chotzer, Shein bo din chalukah, even let's say if both shutfim are misratzim, both shutfim are in agreement, they actually want to go ahead and they want to be make a chalukah, so now there's a chiddush that he can't do so. Because that's what the Mishnah says, Hashutfin Shabbat, Salas Mechitza V'chotzer, Bonus HaKotzer. Gemara on page 5, he has the kasha. Take a look on page 5, I think it is. Yeah. The time of the Rotzu, I underlined it. Gemara said, the only reason why it works is because they're in agreement, because they want to go ahead and do this. But the Gemara says, Holo Rotzu, Ein Mechayven also, Alma Hezek Ria, Lashma Hezek, this year is Hezek Ria. Right, looking into someone's property, and that's an issue of Ayin Hara. That's how Rashi And Baal Basra explains the issue of Hezekria based on Ayin Hara, based on Kina. I mean, it's a halachic issue, not just a one of these scholar issues. People primarily know Ayin Hara for scholar reasons. And there is something to that as well in halacha. Ayin Hara, let's say two relatives getting aliyah one after the next. I mean, it's quoted here and there in halacha. You see the concept of Ayin Hara. But here the Gemara says that Ma'ir Yerotzu, the Gemara's Tekasha, Afilu Arotzu Nami. The Gemara says, even, I'm reading now a bit after, even Lo Rotzu, they don't want to go ahead. The same thing should also be applicable in Gemara's Tekasha. So the Gemara says over here, it says, just reading the Loshen of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan answered, Mishtaseinu Shein Bodin Chalukah, V'hu D'Ratzu. Means you don't have an area that is subject to Chalukah, but it's only if Ratzu. Ask the Gemara, Ma'akam Ashulam, D'chiles Be'din Chalukah Ki Ratzu Pligi. T'nin No Emesai, you already have that limud. If there's no Din Chalukah, so then if they want, they can go ahead and make this Chalukah. It's already a Braisa, B'zman Shein Shein Rotzim, B'zman Shein Rotzim, V'hid Bachz Mikan Cholkim. So you see from one Mishnah that you have to teach us this halacha of Ratzu Cholkin, even Be'em Bo'din Chalukah. Even if there's no Din Chalukah, but if they want to go ahead and effect the Chalukah, they can do so. And then we have another Braisa. So why do we need two Mishnayas? So that's what the Gemara quotes here at Tzrichasa. The Gemara brings the reason why we need both sets of statements to teach us this halacha. Now the difficulty over here is that if we assume that both of them want to be effect the Chalukah, so the question is, why does the Tana Bechalal have to teach us this halacha, and who's going to tell them what to do? They both want to have a chalukah. They both want to divide the property. Why are they entitled to do so? So apparently, so that's what I just showed you a moment ago, that the Yad Ramah, on the previous, on page number one, so that's what he was mechadish. He was mechadish on this gemara. Bizman Shashem Rotsim, says the Yad Ramah, lachlok, if they both want to effect the chalukah, feel the pachim, mikan yachlok, velagam, shem bal tashris, that's the din. That he calls, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, there's no issue about Tashas over here, because you're causing really a Hefzid to occur. One of them is going to sustain a Hefzid. And I saw the Halacha, the Rambam brings this in Hilchos Shreinim. I didn't Zirak said Rambam for you, but the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Shreinim that Shutfim Sherotzu Lachlo, Dov Shein Bo Din Chalukah, if they want to go ahead and effect a Chalukah in an area that has no Din Chalukah, so even though the Rambam says, Al B'Shein Mafsidin, as they're causing a Hefzid to the other, Chokin, you're allowed to go ahead and effect this kind of chalukah. By the way, I've always been bothered by this kasha. Why does the Gemara use such a very striking expression? Ein bo din chalukah. That always bothered me. Whenever I learned about Basra. What's ein bo din chalukah? It should have said, ein bo shir lachlok. I mean, that's what we always say. Chati shir. We speak about shiurim. When it comes to a mikvah, it comes to other areas that require a objective kind of measure. Not only that, I was also bothered here by, okay, I'm just telling you what bothers me about Basra now. So I'm bothered by another kashim. The Gemara has the kasha here. Elamai plukta. The Gemara doesn't like the lashon of the Mishnah, Sherotzu lasos mechitza. It should have said, Sherotzu lachtos mi boile. Look what the Gemara is right too. We know what a mechitza is. A mechitza is between, let's say, men and women. That's not what we're talking about here. We don't want to make a mechitza. We want to effect chalukat nechasim. We want to effect a lachso miboyle. We want to separate the two shutfim. The Gemara says, no, kidyam reinshi, tod nabi plukta. Even the word plukta is also doesn't fit. Plukta means a machloket. That's not what's going on here. I don't understand the Gemara's answer. I don't understand the language of yesh ba din chaluka. It'd be better off to say lachzot. That'd be a correct Hebrew way of expressing what we're trying to do, as opposed to lasos mechitza, what it says here in the Mishnah.
Isn't chalukah meaning ownership also?
Okay, I understand what you're trying to do.
Well, that's a
connection to Hezekriah. Yeah, that you say the connection to Hezekriah. Okay, all these are very beautiful ideas. I'm not contending with either of you. I think both of you are probably correct. Rav Soloveitchik, so he thought that there's a Mishnah in Baal Basra, I don't have it in front of me now, but on Daf Mem Beis, I learned Ches Sabbatim with him. So he thought there's a Mishnah in Mem Beis that it talks about also Chalukas HaYorshin, Chalukas HaShutfim. So which parsha in the Torah do you have a source for this kind of Chalukah? So there's only one parsha really that talks about this issue. Chisimku mimkala misecha, alkanu mi'ana misecha. The parsha of Noah, alton v'isha sochiv, and gives you all the chishuvim that you have to have when you do this. So Rasul Ishi thought that Chalukas HaYorshim and let's say Shufim, which is what we're talking about, is not subsumed under that parsha of Chisimku memkar. It's a separate halacha, it's a separate din in the Torah. There the Mishnah has Ndav Mebez and Vabasra. So it speaks about we give him Atana, Achen Shalchokul, I think it mentions also Machzik Vinichse Agir, all these unusual situations, unusual cases. So that's what Mishnah tells you. No Al Gadu Uparat Harizu Chazaka. Tells you how to make a Kinyan on a piece of property, So you see that just like the Tana there speaks about Machzik Vinichse Agir, that has nothing to do with Nosi Matana. In Machzik Vinichse Agir, there's no Nosim, there's no. It's not included in the parsha of Chisim Kumim Kalam Yisecha. So here also, Achon Shecholku is a separate din. Shecholku, it's a separate halacha of Chalukas HaYoshin, Chalukas HaShutfim. So if that's the case, so then he made the following suggestion. And then he said that perhaps when the Gemara says, Ein Bo Din Chaluka, that was his medayik in the Lashon, Ein Bo Din Chaluka, doesn't say Ein Bo Shir Chaluka, to teach you this yisod. That Chalukas HaShutfim is a separate halacha, a separate din. That it's not included in the parsha of Chisim Kumim Kala Misecha, Kona Mi'an Misecha, Altonu Isha Sochim. It comes under its own category. And that's why you understand why the Tana says, Hashutvim Shavatsu, what's the Lashon again? Lasos Mechitza. It says here in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Hashutvim Shavatsu, Lasos Mechitza. And it learns out, Tov Navi Plukta. The two Shutvim, they want to go and effect the Din Chalukah. Min HaTorah, there's no Din Chalukah. That's what it says. As two people come together and say, let's go ahead and effect some sort of division. That's what Salvation thought is the Lashon of Tod Navi Plukta. Because since they're, again, we're talking about a din that's nogiyah to them, a din in Mominous area that's relevant to their lives. So they have the ability to be Mishana the din by virtue of the fact that they are acquiescent. Both of them are consensual. Both of them consent to go ahead and effect this kind of chalukah. And therefore, as I said, in effect, you have here a separate halacha, a separate din, and it's not the regular classical halacha that's found in the parsha of Chisim Kumim Kala Misecha. Okay, I'm not here to be done on this chiddush. I think it's a massive chiddush. I don't think it's so posh at all, and I'm not sure all the diukim are meduak lahafli, but okay, that's what he said. Yeah.
Can you explain how it's
different? It's different because when it comes to, all the other cases that I mentioned, the Gemara over there, I have to look at the Gemara about Basik, and I didn't look it up, but on Membez, that's where it is. So the Gemara there is when it speaks about Mecha Memkar, Bechisim Kumim Kalam Yisecha, so the Gemara says, Bamed Ba'amurim, Bamachsik, it qualifies the Alocha, but it mentions by Matana, Achen Shecholku, all these cases I just mentioned, Machzik Mitzvah Ager, the other Gemara says, no, God of Uparat, Sarizu Chazoka. So, what's Machzik Mitzvah Ager? How do you compare that halacha to this other dinim that I mentioned there? No connection whatsoever. It's a separate halacha, Machzik Mitzvah Ager. Mitzvah Ager are Hefker, and whoever comes in to be kone them has the right to be kone them. And so, it's has nothing to do with Nosim Matana. There's no saying, there's no Schim to Memkar. So, Achen Shecholku, he said, is also a separate deal. Okay, it needs more attention, what exactly this seventh halacha is. Okay, but that's just Tam Adiyuk, and I'm just referring to it. Now, there's a Rashbam and Babasa, Kuvavim and Beis, on next page number 7. So, I mean, it could be, so you're asking, maybe what's the difference between, maybe Rabbi Eckhaus is asking, the chiddush between some of the Eshbadin Chaluka and Eshbadin Chaluka. I also thought about this too, so I thought maybe the Nafkamin would be a goro, and Kuvavim and Beis, in the 7th paragraph of Basra, the Gemara discusses the halacha that Gorol, you can use the Gorol. We know, everyone knows about the Gorol, the Chalukas Haaretz, that Eretz Yisrael, there was Nechlak, was divided through a Gorol. That's a Pesuk in Chumash. But now we also have the use of the Gorol, what do they call it in English? I don't like the word lottery, but that's the proper term. For Chalukas HaYorshim or Chalukas HaShutfim, this is a chiddush, because the pashup shot here in the Gemara is that refers to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. That's how Eretz Yisrael was Nechlak. It was divided through this Goral, but the notion that you can extend this to a Chalukas HaShutfim or Chalukah of Yorshim is a chiddush godel. That's what the Brisa says here. The Brisa quotes, you see where I read Tanya, I underlined it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ha'achan Shecholku, Kevin Sheolah Goral, Le'achad Me'em Kanu Kulam. So Rashbam says here a striking statement. You see, Achen Shechoku Biru Shnayim Ushosha Halakim Shavim. Means first they lay out the different halakim, and then they go ahead and through gorilla, because how do they know, let's say, more or less the halakim are the same, are identical? And now how do they go and decide who's going to get what? The answer is through a gorilla. So Rashi says, Rashbam, next Rashbam. Kevin Sha'Allah, I skipped one line, of course, which is the most important line. Yapil Goros, who at the end of Shutfin? Oh, this statement. What a statement in the Rashbam. Rashbam extends this halacha to Shutfin. An astounding statement. And also, the Gemara says, Kevin Sha'Allah, Goral, Achad Me'am, Kanu Kulam. And the Gemara explains, my time, I look in the Gemara itself now. Amar Abulasa, Kitchil Aseret Yisrael, Matchila Begoral, Avkan Begoral. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? How do you compare apples and potatoes? They're completely not comparable. Because Malahalam Bekalpi Urim Matumim, Avkan Bekalpi Urim Matumim, what? That's what you have here also. Urim Matumim. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abashi, Bahu Anor, the Kotzaisi La'adodi, Gamri Umakni La'adodi. This is a very famous comment, one of the most famous comments in Baba Basra. Bahu Anor, the Kotzaisi La'adodi, means they obviously came to an agreement. And once they're willing to listen to each other, so Gamri Umakni Adodi. So look in Rashi. I'm again Rashbam, sorry. Rashbam Kanu Kulam. What was that? So one second, we'll take a look in the Rashbam. The Rashbam himself said, Kevin Sha'olam, Tanafal, Hagol Achaman Buhu Rachelko, what you just said. Kanu Kulam, Klomar, Ze Kanu the Gamri Bigoro, Vila Yuchulaksam, Vimhein Shnayim, Ze Kanu Chelko Shanafal of Hagoro, Vagam Chavir Kanu. Let's say you have three people involved. So then Rashbam says, This is a striking statement in Rashbam. Even though kol echad b'shalom, the cave in the Mukzokim Bomim and Kulam Khalakaka, Ain Hagoro Magdalen Kum Elo, Dr. Mazankis, Nevare the Kol Echad Chelka Magio. Rashbam says it works how? It works with the din of Breira. So even though obviously you can't learn out Mizkilas Eretz Yisrael, it's not the same issue as the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael. That Chaluk, as the Gemara itself raised the question, it's not the same as the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael. But there's a din chalukah, so here the Torah says that the Torah's mechadish that Gora helps. But if we're talking about ain but din chalukah, but nisratz with the chalik, so they decide to go ahead and agree. As a matter of fact, if you look back in Baba Basra on the Gimel, again on page number 5, I didn't underline this; I forgot to. But before the wide lines on the page number. Gimel Me'al from Baba Basra, page number 5. 5 lines before the white lines. You see what it says? B'mayu kimta l'masisan? B'shem b'din chaluka. I b'shem b'din chaluka, ki ratsu may have in the habibahu. Why can't they change their minds? Ain b'din chaluka. So okay, they agreed. And now they change their minds. So the Gemara says, Omer Abbasim, Rabbi Yechash, Shekhanu Miyodan. Generally, Kanu Miyodan means the Kenyan Suda. Some sort of Kenyan Suda that took place.
What are they doing?
They are obviously want to effect some sort of a chalukah.
Yeah, so
now the question is, if it's ain but din chalukah, so okay, they agree to be cholek. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, how? Why can't they change their minds? The whole thing is objectively, it's not doesn't lend itself to chalukah.
So what does it mean, the Kenyan Suda? What are they?
The Kenyan Suda is a Kenyan. You know, the Kenyan Suda is one of these Kenyanim that you could.
Everybody's taking 100%.
So look at the Lashon. One second. The Gemara says, let's just finish the Gemara, then we'll discuss it. The Gemara says, Shekhanu Miyodim. Shekhanu Miyodim, I have a Kenyan Baram Baal Mahu. Shekhanu Miyodim Beruchos. We'll read the Rashbam, no Rashi, it's still Rashi over here. We'll read the Rashi in a second. Ravashi Amak, you're going to Shalav, Zeb Tok Shalav, Hezek. Zeb Tok Shalav, Hezek. Look in the Rashi over here. Rashi starts with Kenyan Baram. You see, I'm reading about 12 lines down from the top. Ein Chalip in Konin, Lodava Hanikne, Omecher, Amatana, Oshiva Karkos. Shakin Chalav of a Metaltalin. This is a Kenyan Dvorim. Baruch, Zeb Barlo Chelig Mizrahi, Zeb Barlo Chelig Maravi, the Kanu Miyodam. And we have to nick the Chelig Mizrahi to Zeb, and Zeb, Chelig Bob Chen Hashem, the Chavero.
What's
Kanu Miyodam mean? Kanu Miyodam means Kenyan Suda. That's the lesson the Gemara uses for Kenyan Suda. This Kenyan Suda, we mentioned a few times that it's the most How do we discuss it? The most tenuous kinyan in Kol HaTorah Kula. Maybe there's another one, but this is pretty tenuous, this one. The Rav Chaim used to say, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Bechbez and Bech HaShmuel, the whole discussion about Lichasin, they call it, the whole kinyan is Gmiras Das. It's all kinyan in my mind, because I can go and give you $1,000, and how? By your pulling your sudor, Machlokas the Gemara has Kel Shalkon and Kel Shalmakir, Rabbi Levi, Sugyan Azov, the fourth paragraph of Metzia. So that's one of the rites that Chaim brings. How could it be Kel Shalmakir? I've never heard of such a thing. We call it Torah Kula, the Kohen has to make the kinyan, not the Makneh. What does the Makneh have to do with the price of tea in China? He has to be Makneh, whatever he's going to transmit to you, but he clearly is not a someone who has any role to play in the world of Kinyanim. So the fact there is such an opinion, not only that, we know Kinyan Suda works, Bein Bekaka, Bein Metalfin, which is Neged, Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula teaches us that Kinyanim that I'm Yuchadim for Metalfin, Kinyanim that I'm Yuchadim for Kaka, Chazaka works for Kaka, Mashicha works for the Gemara discussing Kedushin, how you come to an elephant. Clearly it's hard to be Magbia, the elephant. You can't pick him up, you can't even pull him. So Mashicha and Akbar don't work. Gemara Kari Love Hiba, all kinds of the Gemara trying to figure out. But there are clearly seven Kinyan for Kaka and Matatlan. Suda works everywhere. I can be Makta to you a piece of property. You and I are here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I'm Makta to you a piece of property in China, in Huan, through the Kinyan Suda. So the Rav Chaim said, the old Kinyan is Miras Das. That's why he said it works even Kel Shom Makneh, but many other Rayas. Because normally the Aloch is Chazorah from a Kinyan. You can be Chazer. And the question is, till when? Tochi de Dibur, here this Kinyan is different. Many, many areas of Aloch where Suda somehow is purely based on Miras Das. Okay, I'm just showing you from here that let's say Ein Badin Chaluka. So I go back to the Gemara, this Gemara that I just read here, and Daf Gimel. Okay, maybe this Gemara seems to say that even though there's a chiddush of holach vehechzik, each one was machzik zebetoch shalom vehechzik zebetoch shalom vehechzik, and the reason why it works is because we saw it before the katzaisi la'adodi gamri yamakti ba'adodi, and why the Gemara said it over here? I was bothered by that kashya. Gemara should have advance this terrace right over here as well. Came with the Kotsaisi La'adodi. Each one is ready to go through this deal with the other party. So that's why they went ahead and went back to La'adodi. Gemara should have said that. Apparently, when it comes to Goro, it doesn't help except Chalukas Ayorshim, Ashufim, that's a big Kiddush. Okay, I'm just saying that L'chura, that Be'en Bodin Chalukah, Goro is not going to help. Okay, I mean, this is really not the issue I'm so concerned about. I am more concerned about the issue of Chalukas HaShutfin. I want to understand the Yisod of Shutfin. That's really my whole interest. This is all a little shtickel akdoma, a little preamble to this whole business. And the Rashbam and Bar Basra that we read a moment ago on Daf Kuvav, on page number 7. So that Rashbam is very, very critical. That Rashbam says that a Shutfin has a bailus, afilu al chelik haveru. He has some sort of hold, even on the chelik of the other shutif. I mean, I think the Rashbam is bothered by a Pashat Akashi here. Namely, how does a Goro help the Chalukat HaYorshin or Chalukat HaShutfim? That's right, Bakinyonim. We never heard of such a thing. We never heard of such a concept. The concept of Goral is purely associated with, Mifal HaPayas, I don't know what they have over here. I'm not into that stuff. Anyway, so, or it's associated with, as you said, Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael. Ma kesha l'kinyanim? Ma kesha dinim amas? Ma kesha to that parsha of Chisim kum mem kol amisecha? That's the parsha of kinyanim. Chisim kum mem kol amisecha, o kono miyan amisecha. As a chazal derived many halachas from that. O kono miyan amisecha. What's the connection? Ma kesha? The gin koro, you want to know where goro applies? Okay, now that I'm thinking, shnei sira yom kippurim. Okay, now let's go out of the box. So you have Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim. So there you have which one's going to Hashem, which going to Azazel, B'Seri Gomorrah. That I understand. This is not a Maisa Kinyan. So comes the Rashbam, and I think the Loshon of Rashbam is unbelievable. He says here, Kevan demuchzokin v'omdim hen kulam b'chala karka. You hear this Loshon? Ein hadoro makdalem klum el mevare v'kolecha chelka magia. What you said, Dr. Mazenkis. Hear what the Rashbam says? An astounding statement. Shutuf, he calls him Muchzak Va'omeid B'chalakaka. Claw in the Rashbam. Not that he is a 50% partner. You know, the famous Ran here that we'll get to in a moment. This is the most famous Ran in Shas. I shouldn't say that. One of the most famous Ran in Shas that, you know, either in every molecule, you and I are Chaluk, Oh no, it's literally divided into two. You 50%, me 50%. But here's the Rashbam. What?
And then the Rishus.
The say that. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. But I'm saying, but the Rashbam here says very clearly. Muchzokin bom nehen kula mechala karka. And that's what his lashon is. Shutvav muchzok ba'omeid mechala karka. Not in machzit hakarka. In the entire property, the Rashbam says. So maybe the chalukah is not being marked anything. Of course there's no haknah. There's no need for haknah. I have basically the entire property. Shutav A. And you, Shutav B, have the entire property. Maybe he calls it mevar lekol echad chelko. It's just a question of a birur. And therefore, now, the Ran, now going back to the Ran and our Mishnah, and that I believe is that's exactly the issue that the Ran is obviously, our Ran, struggling with. I assume you're familiar with the Ran. So now we're going to read the Ran inside. The Vikal Niran Li, the Ran says over here, if you see his Lashon, the Fikach Nira Li. He has a number of Nira Li's. But the Fikach. The Ran in the Durham. Yeah, what other Ran? So this Ran here, I'm reading the Ran, not the first Mikan Nira Li, but the one towards the bottom of the page. How will I identify it to you?
Yeah.
It's about 20 lines up. The Fikach Nira Li Dvarim Kipshutan. You see that?
No.
Oh, I didn't Xerox it. I'm sorry, we have to get it around the Durham. No, there's a Nadarm. Yeah, I can't trust me. Rabbi Feinberg, maybe, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Where
to,
exactly?
It's... how many lines is it?
It's about 10 words from
you. You see where the Pirush HaRashi is? I don't know if you have the same pagination that I do. You have the same pagination that I do? Nirun Lidvarim Kipshutan? It's about 7 lines from the end. On Daf Mem Heim Beis. We said the Fikach, nearly Dvarim Kipshutan. You see that? I'm sorry? It's, boy, I should start. Let me count it. Oh, Mishum Yesh Brei Raklav. You have that? The Fikach nearly, you have it? David, you see what I'm reading? Oh, I'll be fine, but you brought him the Gemara. Okay. You see what I'm reading? Yeah? The Fikach nearly Dvarim Kipshutan. Many years ago, I had to say a shir to, I guess I call them octogenarians, in Yiddish. They learned Daf Yomi. It must be about 45 years ago. So it was hard for them to, these are people in there, I'm not exaggerating. The youngest was probably maybe 80. And the oldest were people in their 90s. They all learned Daf Yomi. It was 45 years. I was not a Daf Yomi. I'd never been a Daf Yomi person. But anyway, so I agreed to do it. And because I was the only one there who knew some Yiddish. I didn't really have enough Yiddish to be able. So anyway, I had to, at the end, do the following. They couldn't keep track of the lines. So for each one, I had to write down each Gemara. It took 15 Gemaras. And every day, wrote down the numbers on the Gemara. Ein, Svei, Dlai, Fiyam, Yiddish. So they should know which line we're on. Okay. I don't think we're holding by that. Anyway, that took me more time than the preparation for the Shia. Anyway, so it says, L'fikach nirun lidvarim kipshutan, he says the Ran. D'breira d'hocha kiber d'alma. Now, this is in response to a Ramban that preceded him. Should I be fair and read the previous Ramban? Okay, I should be fair. 5-6 lines above this, Kasav Rabin Emeshe, Bihil Chesav. This Rabin Emeshe is the Ramban. So he quotes the Ramban, the Ran. The Ladam Yach Brer Dacha, the Daita, this Brer is not Brer that we know in Kala Torah Kula. Ladam Yach Brer Dacha, the Daita Dacha, I'm sorry, I didn't read this right. Dacha Lab Midi, the Lamzbar Ha'idna Mizbar Lamacha. That's when we always have Brer, correct? That which we don't know now, we'll know tomorrow, correct? Then we say, Hu Denema Izbar Milsa Lamafreya. That's not the case over here. Elo b'dahashta hu d'chatzah shem bo din chalukah hu. We're talking about a chatzah objectively, that's not, has no din chalukah. V'chol chad mishtamish b'kula. V'kevin d'shut v'ninu, ki agamna, havi tash mishtayu mehashta, aminin kamanda ayla b'nafshihu, v'lo mishtamish b'dachavrei. That's what the Ran said above, which I didn't discuss yet, I hope I'll get to it today. But essentially, what is each one saying? Each one is saying, I am using the part that was allotted for me, and I'm using the part that was allotted for my friend. Shim Tesser Olav, and that's the problem that was raised above, if you read the Ran, that how could you go ahead and what kind of business is this? And no shudder can compel someone to do chalukah or to be ma'akev him. So how do you answer it? How does the Mishnah speak about answering the chutz? That's the kasha that Rani asked at the very beginning of this entire essay. So now the Ramban is alluding to that kasha. The Ramban says, you can't do that. Ram does not like this. This way the Ramban presents it. So it's a different Havana. It's not the Havana of Brera or ain't Brera. Nothing to do with that. So therefore, the Ran now says, I'm reading now the Ran again. L'hil nirali pshutin shaldwarim, the Brera the Hocha, the Brera the Alma. It's the same Brera. Ela mishum dach Brera adifa. Somehow here we have a, shall we say, that which the Ran was masbi here. And above and beis is a higher level. Why? Paskin and Hocha kavalaz ben Yaakov, namely Yesh Brera, it's the way we have Brera in general. You can't say that each one owes the entire chatzer. D demar lav demar, b demar lav demar. How could both of them own the entire chatzer? Elochi kamin. Sheshut min alolu b'shor shelok la'chatzer adas kein lekachua. Shebishor sheishtamish bo echad mehem teikula shelo l'tashmish. At that moment that he's using it, it's his. Well, the fish is shown in on the yodin beze yom beze shor yishtamish bo kolachem mehem. We don't know when that's going to happen. We don't have a clarity. When A is going to use it, when B is going to use it. When Reuben will use it, when Shimon will use it. On the tzichon the brera loma shachsha shechem yem yishtamish bo hu radov the mafesh and mishav yishon akon also kul l'shozo. That's the brera. That when he uses it, so then we say, advarim hitbaru the mafreya, that was obviously intended for him. Then he has it when he's using it, it's his. Since we don't know when that's going to be, so the Ran says, Lo Mahani and Laman Disley Brera, the Amrina Yigoy Milsa, the Mishon Rishon Akonu, Lizmanim Halalum, the Chitaymos, so then the Ran asks, since we're saying here that Brera d'ocha k'brera d'alma, igloi hashta, maidla av yedir la mishas k'niya, so then the kash is, how do you pass on Avraham ben Yaakov, kevin v'alma siyon v'raisa ein brera, we pass it in general, that's what we discussed earlier as well, astir and gemaras, and the Ran says, since we pass on Avraham v'raisa ein brera, hainu time ishin the brera d'ocha, adivim b'brera d'alma, like you just said, dainu time d'aminim b'alma d'ein brera, f'shein roi shiocha d'aval ha-sofik, and he gives you an example, omer ha-sofik, sof gedla ishti, right, you tell the sofik to write a get, to one's wife, so whichever one I decide, I'll divorce. Pasul the garishba. We don't know for whom the get is intended. Nami, the case of Erevin, famous case. Bachacham the mizrach, eru with the mizrach. Lamarav, eru with the marav. Lo mahani. Shas kinyasa erev. Lahoya mizbara klal. Leiz meam yikne. Well, if you could keep the bechol chad meana cheruve, you could meam hashema. Lo yikne klal, ab bishalacha mikan yizbar adover, ein breira. V'chei nami gabi achm shecholku, kevin mishor vishon, ikal ispuk yishem al yizka b'chelik zeh, klal, nimsa shusav v'gom, mishor vishon, v'chol ki yotzir v'ein breira. However, abal hocha, here's the key. Over here, in our situation, this statement is not going to be so simple. This statement in the Ran, l'fi ani uzdaiti, but let's read it. Abal hocha, he says, ikro shel dover midbarer, mishor vishon. Unlike all the other cases, they were not mitbarer initially. This one is mitbarer from the outset. Umiuto lachamikan. Why? Fishab mishor vishona ainon misupokim shalo yiske kolechamem bechol guv chatzeze. Veinon misupokim gamkein shema. I feel a year two. Liskot ploni lo yiske ba. Shari mishor vishon on the yodim shalatid kolechad liskot bechol guv chatzeze. He's going to add complete right to this chatzim. Whenever he so desires. Hilkach. Kevon she'ikro she'odover midbar mitchilato. U'mashu midbar lacham mikan shalom midbar mitchila. Ein ela miyuta. There is an element of residual element that was not nidbore, what he calls miyuta, namely, ta'inu hazman, sherotzel diskos, begubish al-chotzer. Vizorabo, kolki agadna, yesh brera, shein amiyat ha-mesubim, I'm going on to Mem-Vav, shein amiyat ha-mesubim, mishkiloso, namely, the zman, umidbore lachem ikan makim, sarov, sherobar mishkiloso. And therefore he said, mishumachi, nehid, the baal masir, and the rai, same brera, who we pass the laws of Yanka, the Chia Yesh Beirum, Rabban, the Pliyale, the Mikhail, the Kong, the Torah, the Shura, the Akshav, Shabashav, the Plan, the Sais, the Kunil, the Gamish, the Shabbat, 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 the Shabbat.
Now let's just go back 1 second to the Ran before, the first part of the Ran, where he came with that Chiddush. Look in that Ran, that you can see also, just to be fair. I'm reading now the Ran in the, let's call it the second set of wide lines. Below the Gemara, about 10 lines down from the beginning of the run, where it says, V'nirali, Dainu Tamar Ad Rabbanon. Everyone see that? The second wide one. Nirali, Hanu Tamar Ad Rabbanon. Mishum Dikem Di Yesh Shalom Ad Kol Chad Koni L'Kulei Chatzir Kinyin Aguf La'olam. Di Damar Ad Damar, like he expressed down here. It can't belong to both equally 100%. Di Yesh Shalom Agamtin D'Bishah Shem Mishlam Mishbo Yiglan Milsen Mafir D'Bishah Skinyin Akonu La'ayi Shaita Kinyin Aguf Dein Brera. Elo, kol chad mehanuch shufim yeshol olam b'chotze zeh kinyon aguf, dainu chelko, v'kinyon shibud b'chelko shechaber. Hear what he says now? Ein echanami, I have a balut, a kinyon aguf, but obviously it's not going to be on the entire piece of property. What I have as well is what he calls a kinyon shibud b'chelko shechaber. Now, one second, I'm going to discuss this in a moment. Shein alo yechol aki olam min adin, avgad lo koni aguf hilko, ksavir abonim. Dosu kinyon shibud sheyeshol achelko shechaber. So that kinyan shibud on the chelik that I own, so that the konamas cannot do anything. But on the chelik that I have, a kinyan shibud al chavero, konamas mafkiyin also. That kinyan mafkiyin mid shibud yisra no, mishumach asur. The konamas mafkiyin mid shibud yisra sof b'childen. What does Avraham ben Yaakov say? No, he disagrees. Mishum nesuil at the yesh brera, mishumach yamin kol shor b'shor shenichas lechatzir b'denafshik ha'ayil. The Gubachatzer Kneel of the Gamri Losa Tashmishin, which Tamish Rabbi Kinyan Shibud. No! When I use the property, I am using it beside my Kinyan Aguf. Not beside the so called other element here, other component. Elam Kinyan Aguf, Shekol Shani Yachal Loma Shesh Kolech Kinyan Aguf, and Roy Loma Shesh Kinyan Shibud. Why would I say this Kinyan Shibud? Why, where would have his name to come up with such an idea? That part of it is Kinyan Aguf. And the other part, since I can't own the entire thing, is called Kinyan Shibud. Even on the bottom, I'll tell you the truth. The bottom of the Ram, he says, "Ikro shel davar misbar mishor rishona umiyuto lachem mikan." I don't understand this statement. Once the Ram stressed, and he said it twice, "Kevin demar lav demar," it cannot belong to each one in toto. If it's one, it's not the other, and if it's one, it's not the other. So if that's the case, I don't understand what he's talking about over here. Ikro shodava misbar mishor rishona miyuto lachem mikan. I don't see how the two fit together. You know what bothers me? I don't understand what he's talking about. Pasha, this to me something here is amiss. You hear what bothers me?
Yeah, I want to say the pancha arrangement.
What kind of arrangement?
Pancha.
Oh, explain that to me. What that is? I'm not. A business person?
We're going to buy a holiday home, and they know that they both own the holiday home 100%. The only question to decide is, what month of the year are you going to use it?
And that still fits with Kevin Damar, Lav Damar, Kevin Damar, Lav Damar.
You can't both use it at the same time.
Okay.
So any question to decide is, there's a month, that's a mir.
That's what he calls a mir and a rov.
There's a nezek, which Reuben is using it.
So you're saying with this timeshare concept, but the din of balut befoal is only on the hishtamshus. That when one of them uses it, so then it's his completely. That's what Blasman Yaakov says. Then nichnas the toch shelo, that the tashmish kinisai is his, belongs to that at that point in time, and that's what the shutfis is that. Each one has bekoach. I have a balut on the entire shutfit. Before al only b'shoshe ani mishtamesh bo. That's what you're saying, like this timeshare agreement. Wow. Okay, I don't think it's so smooth, but I hear what you're saying.
People,
I think you have to say something like that.
I mean, basically what you're telling me is that there's a new shufis, it's like a new concept. It's a new concept that, a new chalos of shufis that we didn't have prior to this. I'll tell you why I'm saying all this, because I saw in the, also, back in the Mamre Kamos here.
Sorry.
Yeah, maybe that's what I wanted to say. That's exactly the issue. Is there a separate... I'll tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying, because on page, let's go on a bit further. I saw in other sugars in Shas, I spent probably too many hours this week, I shouldn't say that. It's never enough hours. But anyway, in the Gemara, I learned this parak with Asalavetchik, Reis Sagez and Chul in the summer. So in Kuflam Ches, on page 8, for here, this is a... before I maybe introduce this, this is a whole to-do. The Gemara here has discusses behemas hashutfin. Let's say I have a behema about reish sages. The pasuk says that reish is the goncha v'tirosha v'tzarecha. Reish is geis sonecha. You have to give to the kain. That's a din reish sages. The first shearings. So here the Gemara discusses on the bottom of the omen. The Gemara discusses behemas hashutfin. The Gemara says behemas hashutfin is chayv reish sages. Abulazi says yapata. My time the Rabloi omakro. Reish is geis soncha. That's what Rashi here explains on the bottom. I underlined the Rashi. Rashi says, "Tzoncha hamiyuchad lecha." That's a drasha of Chazal. Rashi is get tzoncha titalo hamiyuchad lecha. That which is miyuchad for you, obviously, it comes to exclude shutfim. And the Chachamim say no. They say it comes to mimai shutfis akum. Rashi says, "Linmute shutfis akum." Avo di Yisrael miyuchad lecha karina bei hoil ushneim bnei chiyuv. If you have two Jewish partners, the Chol Yisrael Kruyim Beloshin Yochi. What does that mean? Rashi is trying to explain what is the distinction between Shutfis of a Goy.
Torah is talking to all of us in individual language.
And the Gemara then asked Rabbi Loi, Shutfis the Akum Minole, Nafkale Miresh the Kro. Now it goes on to the next daf. Okay. Goes out to the next doc, V'Boy Seima. Look at page number 9. I also cited here, I learned the whole sugya. The Gemara says, My time, lo miyachad alei. Yisrael nami lo miyachad alei. Rabban avicham la bachiyuva, Yisrael bachiyuva. What you just said, Rabbi Munitz. This is what Rashi, but Rashi's citing this Gemara here about miyachad alei. In one case, it's miyuchad. Rashi says over here, the tabayu, ben shufis akum, Rashi says, Ben Shufis Yisrael, Rabbi Loi, Mitzoncha, Nafkale, Miyuchadacha. Velo Shufis, Loshna Da'akon, Loshna Yisrael. But the Rabbanan said, Yisrael, this is on page number 9 already. You can see in the Rashi, I underlined it. It's a long Rashi, I don't know if you want me to read it, I wouldn't mind doing it, but the beginning of it, you can see. You see the beginning where it says, Teva, Vachulim, Murab, Zavazeh, I underlined that part of the Rashi, that, as you said, call Yisrael, Nikram, Loshna Yachid, not Miyuchad, Bavache, Uchalikov, Tzoncha Yisrael. And then the Gemara says here that he's moda when it comes to truma, that he's moda. Okay, it's a whole sugya. And on page number 10, here also, at the end of this Gemara, I'm being unfair to you, I have to learn the whole sugya, but in page number 10, the Gemara here, in Kufam Mevav, so the Gemara also comes up at the end, Velo Shel Shutfis. The Gemara's talking about Make, the Ki Sibne, Torah says, when you build... you're supposed to make a makir begagecha, lo sasim dam beisecha pen yipol haneifel mimeno. That so that pasuk the Gemara dashes over here, makir even though it said the gagecha, didoch in the shutfin lo. What about if it belongs the area belongs to shutfin? The shaz gavi a makir. Of course you'll say, what do you mean? This is zakona. Yeah, this is zelba sakona. I mean, doesn't make a difference. The shutfin are one person, and that's what the Gemara says. Kol shiroi lipol himena afilu beshutfis. That's what the Gemara said. The maskana. That even they're also going to be chayv in Makir. So this lashon that the Gemara uses, hamiyuchadacha, v'lo shel shutfis. So you see the same yesod, that apparently shutfis is a chalois, delo miyachdevei. And yet, even in these halachas where there's no shir, let's say the Gemara is talking also about peya, karka kol shu chayos v'peya, badafka sodecha, shutfis lo. And there's a rebuy that even shutfim also have it. So that's again the same idea. Mitzad echad, each shutfim is a bailam al hakol. Mitzad echad, each one has complete ownership and everything. But Misat Sheni, he doesn't even have a kol shu, because Miyachad Alei Lashon Gemara. His shutev also has a koach bailus in every mashu of the nechassim. So it comes out that shutvis is a new halacha. You're saying a timeshare concept. I don't know if that's what there is being said here. It's not 100% clear to me. But it clearly is a separate halos. That's all I'm saying. That shutvis comes out to be a separate halos entirely. And maybe it's borne out by that lashon of the Gemara here of miyachad delay. That is different than a halos of a regular bailim where there's no shutvis. I tell you, I...
Why is it one standard? Maybe they're to use and then to exclude.
Okay, you can put it that way as well.
Good,
correct. That's what seems to be the situation here, okay?
Could it be different?
No, it is Sveidinim. I hear what David is saying.
What? Share everything,
share the product. Okay, good. Okay, that's what's being said. There's a famous, there's a Rashi in Gittin. I didn't look it up. There's a Rashi in Gittin there with the issue. There's a similar Rashi here, but he doesn't say what I wanted him to say. I think the Rashi in Gittin says it better. They were Teva V'chulin, Murom Zabazeh. So there Rashi has a comment in Gittin. I think it's a Memzayin in Gittin. There Rashi says, Ein Lecha Kol Chita V'chita. Rashi says over there, he doesn't exactly say that. There he says, Ein Lecha Kol Chita V'chita, She'ein Chetzya Teva V'chetzya Chulin, a similar kind of, you put it in the sense of excluding and being marbe. But there Rashi also has a similar idea, that if you buy from a goy, so you have to be Aser. Yisrael has to be ma'aser, but again, we can't do al-tabagomer on that, because natu al-achia. Okay, one of the cases is that apparently Rashi is saying that it's a new chalois there also as well, and a similar. Now, I'll just show you on page 12. I think this is also, of course, this is how the briskers go about bringing rayas from Rambams. So now look at the Rambam on page 12, the Rambam in Shulchan Shutfim, when he quotes this halacha in Perek Dalet. Okay, well, let's read it. There's a long case of Mishnah. I hope it's clear. I'm not sure. I should have done again the Frankel, Rambam, but I didn't do so. So the Rambam said, "Shiyitzu Ashutfim, Lishtatef, Bamed Yikne, Kolechel Mehem, Bamachavero, Lishtatebo. In Bemos, Nishtatu, Yabizem also, Yabizem also, Yatilo Sam, Kisecha, Yagir Takish name." Okay, this is a cute bit of pragmatism, how we go about doing it. בכל הדרכים שקונה הלוקח, באוסן הדרכים עצמם קונה משהו, ומזה מזה, המומן המוטל ביניהם להשתתה בו. The case of Mishnah here points out that when it says, ויעתילו also לתוך כיסך, עוד לאו דווקא. Even if I am מגביה your kiss, one שוטב is מגביה the kiss של השוטב השני, and the other one is מגביה the kiss של השוטב השני, says the case of Mishnah, the halacha is that also in this kind of השוטבס. He goes on and he has a lot of detail over here regarding writing a shtar and the like. What's of interest to me is he quotes here the Kesem Mishneh. I don't know if you can see it. The Rambam ended by saying Klal Shel Dover. Well, where's the Rambam want this Klal Shel Dover? Generally, these things always bother me when the Rambam does this. Well, what's Klal Shel Dover? What is he telling you here in this Sikkum? So the answer is it's not a classic Chalois Mechira. It's not a classic chalois matana. It's not your regular matana, your regular mechira that takes place, but rather it's a new halacha of shutfin that it belongs to both of them, and that's why the Rambam asks, "Bamei yikne kedei lishtatibo?" We had to ask that question. How does it come about? How is this shutfin generated? How is it created? Clearly, it's something which is of a newfangled kind of nature, and that's what the answer is. That that we learn out from other dini, mechira, matana, kinyan akbo, chalipin, whatever other kinyan of work in general, in kol ha-Torah kula, so also the Rambam says it's going to work here as well. Kol sheldov v'chal ha-drochem shekona ha-lokech, bosan ha-drochem atzmem, kona ha-shutvim zem mizem, means we learn it out, essentially, from all the other areas in halacha. So the Kesem Mishnah over here, I don't know if you can actually see it, or maybe you can, at the end, on the right-hand column, I'm reading Kosav Ma'arik. I don't know, the print might be a little bit slightly small. If I can still read it, then Kal Vachemer, you can read it. So, Kosav Ma'arik. You see what he writes over here? Kosav Ma'arik in Shoresh Chof. Ma'arik says, The afilu ledibur rabenu shehitzvich nesinas mos lekis, that the Rambam required this. Each one contributes money in order that the shufa should get off the ground. So he says, dafka b'tchilat hashutvit be'inin kinyan. That's when you require to create the shutfis, you need this kind of arrangement. If there are shutfis already pre-existed, so then mode who the chol tzneim kayomim below kinyan, the marik.
The shutfis is doing the kinyan.
Correct. So then, once the shutfis is already pre-existing, so then the, obviously all the tzneim are kayomim without a kinyan. The kol shkayim biyosat tzneim sheish shavim l'shneim. Why the bahia no the samchia dodi. It comes in a similar svara, what the Gemara said. The Tzaisu Adodi, probably it's based on the Samchi Adodi, they rely on each other, they're obviously trusting each other. So the Kesem Mishnah says, Vein Nirelish, Rabbeinu Yisbar Kein. He's 100% right, the Rabbi doesn't say a word like that. This is what they do all the time. These Achredim, they like to quote Haras Soloveitchik, it's a word he used in Yiddish, which I would not. It's an obvious word. Arayn Shtupin. They try to smuggle into the Rambam. Arayn Shmuglin. They would try to smuggle in. Everything became Yiddish. All these English words. They try to smuggle into the Rambam or smuggle in something that's not in the language of the Rambam. So, the Kesem Mishneh, I think, is Medayik from Loshon Rambam. He said, Kshayirtsu Hashutfim Lihishtatef. That's how the Rambam began. Bamei Yikneh. How do we initiate this Shutfis? Kolechem Em Bam Chaber Lihishtatebo. So, apparently before the shutfin was created, they weren't shutfin. They were not partners. This is now, the partnership is now being created. And therefore, so I'm bothered by the Lashon of Rambam. Sheyirtzu hashutfim lishtatef. Why does he say hashutfim? If they weren't partners, he should have said, sheyirtzu shnei bnei adam shebaim yachutzu lishtatef. Okay, I see this doesn't trouble you, but it does trouble me. I don't know why the Rambam used it. I went looking in the scrolls, so Frankel has it also. This nusach of the Rambam, shirtzu ha-shutfim le-ishtatif. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah says, that even the early shutfim, then you still require a kinyan. Now, I'm just pointing out, again, the svara that we saw on Kuf Vav and Beis. There the Gemara used the Lashon, that Bahi Anor, the Kotzaisel Adodi, his Lashon is Kosamchi Adodi, the Lashon the Kesem Mishnah quotes here from the Ma'arik. By the way, you know this reminds me of, I don't know if you agree with this, it reminds me of the Gemara that's a number of times in Shas that we've probably seen all of us in Kedushin and in Ksubis, and you know when they have Kama Atanosi Lebincha Kach V'Kach Kama Atanosi Lebincha, what they call here Tanoim. In Eretz Yisrael they have these Tanoim that are very elaborate. I'm going to give you 40 cows, you'll give me 60 horses. I mean, I'm not joking, it's all kinds of, I don't do these things. So that's not, to me, the whole thing sounds like a smachta ba'alma. Anyway, but whatever the case, I try to avoid it, like the plague. Israelis are very into this kind of nuschaot from all the different chugim. They're into these kind of nuschaot. Anyway, so it says, Omdu v'kitshu, hein adbar, manikni ma'amira. It's like people agree. I mean, it's like sometimes it's the threat of a gun, so that's why they agree, as opposed to on their own, in a voluntary kind of fashion. Okay, so that's what he says, that we're not talking about Hanar Samomom. I mean, for example, the Mishnah Gemara has a Kedushin, Shok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, she says to him, you want to be Mekadosh Me? He's an acrobatic, an acrobat, he's an athlete, he's I don't know, he walks on tight ropes, and he worked for the, for that, thank you, Barnum Bailey Circus, Mela, so that when that the hanor she gets just from observing him is enough to effect the kedushin. Slug lefanai, recall lefanai. So I'm just asking regarding this the nature of this shutfis, how it was effected, how it carried the juggling that Rabbi Feinberg does. I'm just saying. So here that by he hanor the kamitzchatni adodi gamri yomakni. That's what you have to assume. Apparently, something along those lines. Okay, all this was simply, as I said, I just want to show you. Generally, I don't do this. But I saw in the Tzeis HaChoshem, on 14 and 15, I spent a lot of time looking at this matter. That's why I saw in the Tzeis HaChoshem, on page 14, 15, 16, he has a whole, he wants to explain what the machlokes is between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Chachamim. Chachamim say that each shutif has a kinyan, haguf bechetzi shalo, where the Ran said, and a shibud bechetzi chavero. That's how the Ran expressed it. By the way, how does the Ran know this? I mean, me, Amavo, me, Mtsilo, it's chalukah hazot, the tachiluk hazeh. Who told him this? Where do you see this anywhere in Shas? The way he expresses it. Tim, it's pashut. That I have, as I said, a shiba b'chelech haver, and Ablazer Yaakov says, no, each one has a kinyan agud b'kulo b'shoshem mishtamesh bo, the way the Ran explained over here in the Mishnah. And that's what the Tzais asks, that he doesn't understand. He has a lot of kashas here. And the Gemara says, how does the Gemara say, kolecha nichas tov shalo, isn't the konim chal, the moment I am mishtamesh, I have a kinyan aguf, konim is a gush aguf, it's chal one moment. Sula paka bechli. He has a whole bunch of kashas here. Very, I think, very straight, legitimate kashas on this whole posturing of the Ran. They're unbelievable. And even though somebody had to say, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that this kasha is no kasha because you can't say mafkia min deshibud according to him, because even Mishor shezen nichnas, the Ran says litashmish. Mishor Rishon, we know that everyone, he said to Ram, Shasik Alecha Diskos B'chol Guf Chatzer, V'sheizka B'chol Shor Sheyirtzer. So in the moment, one of the Shufim is Mishtamesh, so the second one also has a Kinyan Guf for Yishtamshus after a period of time. And it's not a Shibud according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. I mean, it's not, you have to try to be Miyashiv it, but B'chlal, I don't understand this whole Tzais HaChesha, and he compares the Shus of the second Shutuf to the Shibud, where the first one was Mishtamesh, B'dvar Shutfis. What does that mean? I think you or someone asked this question. Does that mean at that moment I can sell, I can be magdish chelek hashutfis shel chaver sheli, like in a shibud, like a bal chom, kind of like a gover. The lover can be magdish, can be mocher, can eat, can be mekalka, can do whatever he wants. Tov shelo, is that true? I never heard such a thing my entire life. I don't know what the guy's talking about.
What do you mean? It's magdish, egdish is mafkem tov shibud.
At that moment, the question is, at the way he expresses it,
at that moment
that I'm mishtamesh, I have now the zeshut hashimush b'dvar shutvit. So at that moment I can sell, I can be magdish, the chelek that my shutv owns, like in a shibud, we pass in the Bible, I think pass like rubber, balcho mikan labo gove. It's a machuz of rubber, mafriya gove mikan labo, we pass mikan labo gove. So now the lover can be magdish, can be mocha, can eat, can be makalka, can do whatever he wants. What? By shutvit? Whoever heard such a thing? What does that mean? I don't understand what it's all about. Pasha doesn't understand what he's talking about. Okay, anyway, I'm just, you have to look at all these if you have nothing to do with yourself, which I'm sure you do. So anyway, but one more thing I wanted to mention, by way of, I saw, there's also, I didn't Xerox it because there's a famous, I heard when I learned with our Soloveitchik, he once spent 2 weeks on the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh has a series of Tshuvas and Shutfis. And famous in Tshuvas HaRosh. He has about 100 questions, and he deals with each one. And there, you have to look at that Tshuvas HaRosh to see what his... it's very clear, the Shutuf is not allowed to sell a chelek that he's zoche. He has a chaluka. You say, Dav Shabbat. Oh, there's got all kinds of problems with this. I don't think it's going to work. The last thing I was going to show you, this is sugya. I happen to be learning sukkah this year. So I'm very into this issue, and this is an issue that's more or less on my mind for many, many years. Esrog shel shutfim is it called lachem. How do you deal with that? So there's a Rambam. Look on page 17, where this will end. The Rambam writes on page 17, it's a famous Rambam. In Perek, Ches halacha yud aleph. Shutfim shekanu lulav or esrog b'shutfis. So they buy an esrog b'shutfis. By the way, I think I told you, when I was a youngster, I don't know what your experiences were, I mentioned to you, I davened in a shul, in Young Israel, that they owned 3 lulavim. We never owned a lulav. I never bought a lulav in Esrog. I don't know, maybe you don't even remember that. You're too young. What?
I don't
also, so no one owned a lulav in Esrog. The shul had a sukkah. Nobody else had built a sukkah. It was unheard of. And I mean, I discussed it with Moreno. A number of times. He also told me what the Kiddush. He's talking in the 40s. And anyway, so Eastern Parkway, I forgot what he told me, the whole thing. Anyway, so what happened? Before Hallel, the shul lined up. There were 300, 400 people there. They had to go and take a break of brach and a little bit. It was like an intermission of an hour and a half. I'm not joking. This is what I remember as a kid. How is that possible? So, and of course, then the rabbi is to make 100 announcements, the same announcement that Matana Masa Achzir, etc. So being Yotze, but it's yours, Lachem, Absara. I remember this as a kid, 5, 6, 7 years old. So now we have here the Esrog, that Shufim. Shufim, Shekona Lula, by Esrog, Shufis. Ey, Nachamem, Yotze, the Chavasa, the Rishon, Ashiyitin, Lachelka, Bimatana. The Magen Mishnah refers you to a Gemara in Ba'abasra, on Kuf Lamed Zayin. Achin Shekona Esrog, but two Sabayis, but not Lachamem, but Yotze, though. Im Yochel, Ochlo, Yotze, Nimlav Yotze. The Allah is Esrog, has to be Roy Lachila, Gemara in Sukkah.
And you're allowed to. Bite.
Correct. Yom Tosheni. Yom Tosheni is Chosir. The Yom Tosheni will be Paske and Abchadina, Matlube, and Nofigbe, the Gemara says. That's how generally we assume. Again, it's still, this Esther Kasha, how could you be Yotze? But it's not Sholem, you can't make a bracha, the Dabashen is Sholem. Okay, I know these Zaitik and Kasha, something to do with price of tea in China. But Mikra Adin, you can certainly bite into the Lulav, bite into the Esrog, and day number two. Day number three, day number four, and be Yotze. So he quotes you with Gemara Mabasa. Achen Shekonu Esog, and so what do we see? Each one has to be mounted to you, their chelek. And so here, okay, this is a longer subject, and I don't think I'm going to have to go into it. And the Magid Mishnah here quotes from Rishonim, from the Rashba. L'kachu lotzis bo letzi achim, two brothers. If they take it to be yotzi vadi b'chol gad meyotzim bo, we say yesh breva. Shari b'shor shel kachu ha'yodim she'enu roi lecholik. Al das kein lekachu. They took it with that in mind. Shari b'shor she'itlan kolachan mehem lotzis bo she'ekulo shalo. Dum yod deshutfim she'nadu anor azem izem. The Rashba compares our sugi nedorim with this Gemara with Esrog HaShutfim. Are they comparable? He said it's the same as our Gemara. Same thing by lulav. So I assume that's what we did when we took that lulav many years ago, and the entire call was yotzi with that lulav. Ben biyom to rishon, ben biyom to shen. I'm just. If you don't mind, I'm trying to find a makom to be mezake esarabim. All
these. To the front of the line.
what happened to the first guy who got to make the line?
Okay, that's the question.
Who is makom the matana al matana?
By the way, you know there's a big problem. How to read the pasuk? And it says in the pasuk, "Ulkachtem lochem bayom arishon." So what is the lochem going on? Is it going on the chetz of the esrog? Lachem is a description of the chesed of the Esrog, similar to Priyei Tzadar, Kapos Tamarim, that says afterwards, no, maybe Lachem is going on to Lukachtem. The Mais of the Kich has to be Shalachem. The Pasuk is one of the most cryptic psukim in Chumash. Lukachtem Lachem Ayom Rishon, Priyei Tzadar, Kapos Tamarim, Vanaf, Yitzad, Yavin, Nochal. We don't know what's going on what. We don't know what's Pasuk Yom to Rishon, what's Pasuk Yom to Sheni. What's Pasuk all 7 days in the Mikdash? What's Pasuk only one day in the Mikdash? And Rishon make Chilukim, wow, it's one of the most famous Ramban Balamor. When our salvation said Shura Matsuka, that I also heard, and that he spent 1 month on this Ramban and Balabar until he figured out every Baba Chibur in the Balabar and Ramban. And also, the main thing is, what are the criteria? What's going on over here? All right, anyway, I'm just showing you. This same problem exists also on page number 18 with Sukkah Sashurfim. Again, the same issue. Okay, I can't discuss it, but more or less, we have a little bit of a Havana in this. Again, what really has to be understood is a famous Gemara. Kol Yisrael Ruyim, Lasheva Besuka Achas, and has to have a Shabbat Puta for each one. Okay, that also needs a lot of attention, which I can't, unfortunately, do now.